We are in for it.
This is Kinship Radio on Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
So I've mentioned that, story time, by the way. I've mentioned that my wife and I help out with our kids program on Wednesday nights at our church.
Right.
So a week and a half ago was our first night. Mm-hmm. It was parents' night. It wasn't a real normal night, so the kids were there. But it was more for us to explain to the parents where the kids are going to be throughout the night.
Sure.
There's different age groups, different things they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, there was like s'mores and fire pits, and we were outside.
Sure.
And we're out there, and all the adults are talking to each other. The kids are having fun. And all of a sudden, I realize a group of them, little kids, small kids, had gone over to where the trees by the ravine were, and they were absolutely destroying the sumac tree, like pulling leaves off it. It was like a shredder hit it everywhere. And I don't know if a parent at one point went over and said, "Hey, you guys need to stop doing that." But they moved away, and then they gravitated toward a bush over by the church, which was covered in flowers, and it was like a weed whacker hit that. Flowers flying everywhere, this way, that. So much energy in those kids.
Mm.
But then transition to this Wednesday when it was an official night and they all had places to go. We had plans for them. We hit the ground running. They're learning about Jesus. They're watching the puppet show. They're singing. They're saying verses. It was like clockwork, even though it was the first night, so there were a few hangups here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so rewarding to watch these kids hear the story of how Jesus saved their sins, how we all need a Savior. So rewarding. So it's not everyone's gifting. I get that. But if you can be a part of the kids' ministry at your church, you won't be disappointed, even if they absolutely destroy a tree. Here's Stories on Stories from Christine DiClario, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.